We are holding on Chavav Amar Aleph. About 10 lines in the bottom. Iboy Lehu. In the middle of the line. Chavav Amar Aleph. I think that's where we got there. Alright. Okay, so Iboy Lehu Frank the Gemara a question. Tov lo yispalel mincha, mahu she yispalel arvis shtayim. We saw already that if a person, in the line right before, good morning, and we saw right before here, that if a person skips Ma'ariv, he could daven shachris twice. If a person, by mistake, accidentally misses shachris, he could daven mincha twice. What about daven missing mincha? Can a person daven Ma'ariv twice? Iboy Lehu, tov lo yispalel mincha, mahu she yispalel arvis shtayim. Im tim soloi mar tov lo yispalel arvis mispalel shachris shtayim. Will you tell me that the reason why if a person who misses Ma'ariv should say shachris twice, that's because mishum dechad yoimahu, because it's all on the same day. So you're still on the same report card. You have your November 30th report card out. The question is, you missed one Ma'ariv, and you can make it up because it's all on the same day. It's all on the same report card. And it's the night precedes the evening, because we know it says, and it was evening and it was morning one day. So we see that the night precedes the day. So it's all on the same day. Aval hacha, but in this case, tefila b'makam korban hi. Tefilos are b'makayma of the korban. The kevan to avar yoimai. And once you miss the day, batal korban. You can't bring yesterday's korban today, no matter what happens. Oy dilma, or do we say no? It's true. It was established, and when we say it, then it has to do with the tefillah, with the karbanas. But in the end of the day, Kevin that's lusi rachami, he really is just asking for mercy. So kol emas deboy matzli, anytime you want to daven, va'azel, go ahead and daven. Toshima, the Gemara brings a proof to Amar of Huna, Bar Yehuda, Amar of Yitzchak, Amar of Yechanan, a mafurish a statement. Ta'av lo hispalel mincha. If a person makes a mistake, he forgets to daven mincha. Hispalel arvis shtayim. He should daven ma'ariv twice. Ve'ein b'zem bishum. And this is not a problem of the avar yom batal karbanah, of somebody who missed the day, that day's karban is batal. It's not a problem. Meisve questions the Gemara. Mu'uvis lo yuchal liskoin v'chisaran lo yuchal lihimanois. Questions to Gemara, if there is a brisa, this is that quotes this pasuk, a pasuk in Koheles. This is something, a ma'uvas, a travesty, that lo yuchal liskoin, that you cannot repair, v'chisaron, something missing, that lo yuchal lihimanais, that cannot, that its enormity cannot be counted. What is that? Mu'uvas lo yuchal liskoin is a travesty that cannot be repaired. Says shebitel kriya shema shel shachris shel arvas v'shekriya shema shel shachris. This is somebody who fails to perform. He fails to read the kriya shema of shachris and arvas. You're right. He can. He can go ahead and read the kriya shema. You're right. He can go ahead and read the kriya shema of the next day. But that day's kriya shema will never come back. He's never going to have a check mark in. For the rest of his life, on that day is Kriya Shema. I always give a mashal. If a person had a move, it's the same Kriya Shema today, yesterday. That's like driving from Los Angeles to San Francisco on the Highway 1. The entire time you have beautiful. It goes along the coast. So if you look out your window, see coast, palm trees, and water. An hour later, what do you see? Coast, palm trees, and water. So it's the same thing. Obviously, it's a mile. It looks like the same thing. But it's a mild, it's a totally different stretch of land, a totally different mitzvah, it's a totally different time of life, and there's a mitzvah, and there's a time in your life that you didn't serve Hashem that will never come back. You're never going to have that exact, those exact feelings with that exact Yirat Shamayim. There's a test that it was given to you that you failed, that you're never going to have again. You may have a similar looking test, but it's the reality is it's a whole different test. It's a mile down the road. The second part of the pasuk is it's a loss that you can't, that you cannot count its enormity. Is this is shenimnu chaverav l'dvar mitzvah v'lo nimna imahim. This is somebody who his friends were, decided, did a mitzvah together, and he wasn't counted amongst them. So we see that you cannot. The Gemara is asking a question. We see that you cannot make up kriya shema. You cannot make up davening. It says, "Meforish, I tefilah shel shachris, I tefilah shel arvas, I tefilah shel shachris." We see you cannot make up davening. First of all, I think the Gemara could have answered. It's talking about where you missed not only Shachris, but you missed Mincha, because you can only make up the one tefillah previous. So I'm not really sure I hear the strength of the Gemara's question. But Ben Kech, the Gemara answer is different. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yechanan, Hacha b'mayaskinen, shebitel b'mezid. It's talking about where you're mevatalet b'mezid, on purpose. In that case, you cannot make it up. Amar Vashi dekaname, and I'll prove it to you also. The Katane, because it states, bitel, you're mevatalet. V'loikatane ta'a, it doesn't say you made a mistake and you missed it. Shmami, now we can prove from here, and indeed that is the...
How can we say by this... Tshuva, if you do twisted on tshuva,
you could do tshuva, but you can't.
And you can make it up, you can even be better. Rambam says you can even be at a higher level.
It's an excellent question. It's an excellent question. Tshuva does help, but it's not going to get you that thing. You're not going to have that positive mitzvah. There's nothing that can give you that positive mitzvah. From excuses, mishtaiknish, as they say in Yiddish. You can't get that positive mitzvah. Just because I could do tshuva, it doesn't mean I won't be punished. I may have work on my Yerushimayim, but I will not have that mitzvah.
Rambam says you're at a higher level.
You could be on a higher level without the mitzvah. But there's nothing that will get you that. That mitzvah is something that cannot be repaired. Tan Rabbanan Ta'av Elohi Spalal Mincha Be'erb Shabbos. If a person forgets Mincha, he made a mistake and he forgot to daven Mincha on Erev Shabbos, Mispal Belil Shabbos Shtayim, he should daven on Myriv for Shabbos twice. Ta'av Elohi Spalal Mincha B'Shabbos. If a person forgets to daven Mincha on Shabbos, Mispal B'Moitzi Shabbos, he should daven on Moitzi Shabbos also twice. Shtayim Shelchol, and he should daven the davening on Moitzi Shabbos, he should daven the two Chol Shmei Arayos, even though you missed a Mincha of Shabbos. Nevertheless, when you're davening, you daven a Chol Shmoneh Esrei. The question is, if somebody forgets this year Mincha on Erev Shabbos, it's any time. Somebody davens Mincha, but he forgets to say Baruch Aleinu, V'sein Talu Matil Avracha. Now, on Friday. So now, it was a mistake, so you have to daven, again. Okay, but it's too late, so you daven Erev twice. But now, if I daven Ma'ariv, I'm not saying V'sein Talu Matar. So, am I repairing what? With regards to I daven the whole Shemana, so I just forgot to say V'sein Talu Matar. So say it again to say V'sein Talu Matar. But now I'm davening again, but without saying V'sein Talu Matar, should I daven Ma'ariv twice? That's a question that's discussed by the Achronim. Yeah, but in this case, correct. That's what the Gemara is about to say. Yeah, very good. Mavdil b'rishrayni, you say atochanatana in the first one because that's the ma'ariv. Ve'ena mavdil b'shniya, and you don't say atochanatana in the second one. Ve'em hivdil b'shniya, and if you did it the other way around, v'lo hivdil b'rishrayna, then shniya ol soloi, the second one gets counted. V'lo shniya ol rishrayna ol soloi, the first one does not get counted. The Gemara says, "Lememr the kevin deloy avdal bekamaisa." You're telling me that since you didn't make avdal in the first one, it's kamaisa deloy solidam. It's as if you didn't daven. You have to daven again. Umahadrinale, we make you daven again because that's what it sounds like from the Gemara. V'reminu. I'll ask you a stira. Tavalei hizker gvuras kisham b'tchias meis. If a person forgets to say mechaim mashiv haruach, or v'sheilu b'berkas hashanim, or he forgets to say v'sein talamata, machzirna. So we make him go back and say the davening again. Havdala b'chayin adas. If a person forgets to say havdala and chayin adas, ain machzirna. So we do not make him go back. V'pnei sheyachal lo emra ala kais, because he can always say havdala later on the kais. So the Gemara leaves off with kasha. Good kasha. Now. The rule is that when it says kasha, means there really is a teretz. And to yuvta means there's no teretz. So what is the teretz? There's several teretzim over here. One could have said that braisa, which says that you can't go back, is talking about when they didn't have havdalah on the kais. That's one braisa. That's one possibility. But I think the best possibility is to say a very simple teretz. You're right. If a person forgets atachanatanu in both the tefillas, so then the first one is for you don't have to go back. And then the first one would have been for Ma'ariv, the second one would have been for Mincha, no problem. But where you skipped the first one and then you did the second one, so it was clear that you meant the second one to be Ma'ariv. Well, then you can't do that. You can't, because Lamaisa, when you make up two davenings, the first one is for the one that you're supposed to do now, and the second one is the makeup. Over here, where you clearly indicated that you want the second one to be the main one, so then the first one doesn't count, and you have to do the second one again. I'm not sure why the Gemara didn't like that teretz, but maybe it did. That's why it says kasha. And it's not throwing it out there. There is a teretz out there. Itmar, it was stated, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Tfilas, Avos, Tiknum. Where do we get our Shachas Mincha Meir from? The Avos, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, were Mesakanim, established them. Rabbi Shimon Levi argues. He says, Amar Tfilas Keneged Tumidim Tiknum. They were established by Chazal, and they were established corresponding to the Tumidim, the Karbanis. So we have the Karban Shel Shachris, the Karban Shel Ma'ariv, the Karban Shel Mincha, and then we'll see the and Ma'ariv is throughout the night, you were allowed to put on the leftover pieces of the Karbanis that they didn't get burned yet, so you're allowed to put them back on the Mizbeach. So Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, we have a Braisa that accords with Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, the Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yosi Ben Levi. Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Avraham Tikin Tvila Shachris, Avraham was Misakin Shachris. As it states, Shene Emar Vayashkim Avraham Baboyker, Avraham got up in the morning, El Hamokkaim to the place Asher Om Adsham, where he used to stand. The in Amida, which we have the Amida, is Ela Tfila, is refers to the davening of Shemir Nesrei. Shenemar Vaya Amoid Pinchas Vayipalo. And Pinchas stood there and he davened. So we see that davening, that Avram davened in the morning, because it says Vayashkim Avram Babaiker. Yitzchak was Mesakin Tfilas, Tikin Tfilas Mincha, was Mesakin Tfilas Mincha. As it states in the Pasuk, Shenemar Vayetzi Yitzchak Lasuach Basoda, and Yitzchak went out to speak in the field. Lipnais Erev, towards the evening. The ain sicha, and this word sicha is ela tfila, as it states, is also tfila. The tfila of the ani, when he wraps himself up and he goes and pours his heart out, yishpech sicha, he pours his sicha out. Yaakov was tikin tfilas arvas, Yaakov was misakin tfilas arvas, shenemar vayivka b'mokam vayolan sham, Yaakov was misakin tfilas arvas, as it says, and he met that place, vayolan sham, v'ein pigia. Lashon Pigia is a lashon of Tfila also. El Tfila Shenemar Va'ata Atispal Ba'ata Am Azev Altisa Ba'ata Am Rina Utfila Va'altif Gabi. Do not entreat me. So that's a brisa like the first mandam of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina that the Avos were the ones who were masaking the Tfilos. Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov and Shachas Minchan Ma'ariv. A brisa that accords with that view. We now have a brisa that accords with the other view. V'tani kavasi de Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. V'pneima amru tfilas ha-shachar ad chatzois. Why do we say that tfilas ha-shachar goes up until half midday? Shahari tamet shal shachar korba ha-lach ad chatzois. Because the korban shachar, the shikorban shal shachar, according to this opinion, can be brought up until chatzois. Rabbi Yehuda, who said in our Mishnah, amr ad arba shois, he holds because it's really a machlekes of Maseches Vachim. Shahari tamet shal shachar korba ha-lach ad arba shois. Because he held that the korban shal shachar, the tamet shal shachar was brought up until arba shois. So the machlekes that that's in brachas is really dependent on a machlekes in zvachim. And we bnei ma amru tefilas hamincha ad ha'erev. And why do we say that tefilas hamincha is until the evening? Shaharei tamid shel bein harbayim karav ha'halach ad ha'erev. Because why do we say that tefilas mincha is until the evening? Because the tamid shel bein harbayim, the evening, the afternoon carbon, was brought up until nightfall, ad ha'erev, until the evening. And Rabbi Huda, who said, Ada Plaga Mincha, because he held that no. Shahari Tamash Shal Bein Arbaim, he held that the evening carbon was brought up until Plaga Mincha. Karabalach Ad Plaga Mincha. And we'll discuss Plaga Mincha in 1 second. Umipneima Umru Tfilas Ha'erev Ein Lekeva. And why do we say that Tfilas Ha'erev, there's no time for it? Shahare, you could do it the entire night. Shahare Evarim, the pieces. Shahare Evarim Upidarim, the pieces of the carbon. Evarim is the pieces of the carbon oila, so it's the limbs. Upidarim is the pieces of the carbon, the other carbonis, that like the innards, the insides of the other carbonis, what we call the emurim. Shaloinis achlu, that they did not get, they did not yet get eaten up by the fires. They did not get burned up by the fires. Mi ba'erev kareivim v'holchem kol ha'layla, they can be brought the entire night. So that's why Ma'ariv corresponds to the burning of the rest of the limbs of the karbanis. And why do we say that a karban musaf can be brought the entire day? Because the Tanna Kamma holds in Maseches Vachim, shahari karban shel musaf and karav kol hayom. Because a musaf karban can be brought the entire day. Rabbi Huda Imr ad sheva shoyis, it can be brought until the seventh hour of the day. It could be read until, it could be said until the seventh hour of the day, because shahari karban musaf karav halacha ad sheva shoyis, because he holds that a karban musaf can be brought until the seventh hour of the day. When is the time that a person can daven mincha? If a person wants to, what's the earliest time a person could bring the carbon tamid shel bein harbayim? That would be the earliest time a person can daven mincha in. From 6.5 hours ulamayla and on. So you split up. So let's say, assuming that they went from 6 to 6, so that would be from 12:30 and on. Ve'ezuhi mincha ketana. What would be mincha ketana? So miteisha shoyus umetsa, from 9.5 hours in the day and ulamayla. And the Gemara in Psachim and in Yuma and in Zvachim discuss, and in Menachos discuss the exact times of when you're supposed to bring the karbanes, of what's the proper time, Baker in Psachim, the proper time to bring the karban tamid shel shacharis, shel shalbein arbaim. Mincha ketana, mincha gedayla. So this is the proper time. So the mincha ketana time is from teisha shoyus umechza ulamayla, from 9.5 hours and on. So you split up the day into 12 hours, and 9.5 hours in is when you would chatchila bring the carbon.
Don't we say that Abos, did all the mitzvahs of the Torah?
Yes.
So then sure Abraham daven mincha and
no, because there's no mitzvah to daven. It's a takana to daven. There's no mincha.
He also did the rabbanans too.
It's not even a rabbanan. It's a
rabbanan. So he did it. We say he did it. And so they all did it. So why do we give credit to give it all credit to Abraham?
I think Taisa says, but I forgot that meaning to lose the Avraham. Maybe I will tell you like this to answer your question. So you're right. He was misakin and after Yitzhak was misakin and he was Mikhaim.
He didn't need to wait for Yitzhak to.
Who says that he was Mekayimit his whole life? We know that by the end of his life he was keeping all the mitzvahs. So he waited for Yitzchak to be Mekayimit. And Meir was a Rishos. Ibayilahu. What did you want to say? What? Ibayilahu. Rabbi Yehuda. It's a nice question. Ibayilahu. Rabbi Yehuda. Plag mincha kama ka'amar, I plag mincha achreina ka'amar. When Rabbi Yehuda says that you're able to daven up until half of mincha, meaning, what's plaga mincha? Plaga mincha means you take the time to daven mincha, and you take the time till the end of, take the time to start mincha, the time to end mincha, and you split that in half, and that is the limit to what Rabbi Yehuda holds you're allowed to daven until. So you're allowed to daven up until plaga mincha. So let's just give the time of six of a regular day being 6 to 6. According to this, mincha gedayla starts at 6:30. Plaga mincha would be take the time from 6:30 to the end and split that in half, and you get you plaga mincha the first plaga mincha. The second plaga mincha is to take the 9:30, which in this case would be 12. 1, 2, 3. It would be 3:30. What did you say? Be 3:30, and then you split that from 3:30 till the end in time, to the end of time, and you will. So it's from 3:30 till 6 o'clock, and that would be 2.5 hours. You split that in time, you get 1 hour and 15 minutes. So it would be 3:30. Would be 4:30. Would be 4:45. Would be plaga mincha. Those are your two choices: 4:45 for plaga mincha achreina, or taking 3:30, splitting that in half, and right, we good? You take the first mincha from 12:30 to 6, and you split those numbers in half, and that's your plaga mincha. Or you take the second numbers, which in this case would be 3:30 until the end, and you split those numbers in half, so that would be 4:45. An hour and a quarter. Plaga mincha is an hour and a quarter. Lama Yisrael, plaga mincha is an hour and a quarter before Shkia. That's what it is. Nafkamina for us, plaga mincha, is that's from the time you could start lighting Hanukkah candles, and that's the time that you could start lighting Shabbos candles if you want to make early Shabbos. That's the time that you should daven mincha beforehand if you want to daven Erev Shabbos, if you want to make Shabbos early. Yeah.
If it's a 12-hour day.
No, it's always a 12-hour day. The question is just figuring out the numbers. Right, yeah, we go with Shabbos minus, exactly. So I'm just keeping 6 to 6 to make things simple. Okay, so the Gemara says, Toshima, the Gemara says, Toshima, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Plaga mincha achreina, Amru. the second Black of Mincha, Vihi, and it is Yud Alav Shoyis Chasu Raviya, the 11th hour minus a quarter, meaning 10:45, which in our example is 4:45. Because 10:45 doesn't mean 10:45 at night, it means 10 hours and 45 minutes into the day. Which is, in our example, 10 hours and 45 minutes plus 6 o'clock, so it's 4:45. Neima Tehave Tiyuvta Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, let us say that the second Brisa, which says that the tefillas were misukin corresponding to the karbanos, is a tiyuvta to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, because according to him, it was by the avos misukin. See, Bishlam, the other man, the Amar. Okay, the Avos were, the first price is not a steer to me. The Avos were the ones who started the Daven. And, but Lamaisa, Chazal were misakin it corresponding to the Tvilas. But according to this man, the Amar, it sounds like that Chazal were the ones who were misakin the Tvilas corresponding to the Karbanis. Amar l'cha Rabbi Yisrael b'chinin, el oylem amar l'cha Tvilas Avos tiknam. V'asamchin Rabbanin ar Karbanis. I will tell you, really, the Avos were misakin him. And Chazal were some of them were and the Chazal said that this is a were masmich them to the Rabbana, to the Karbanos, meaning really they said, okay, you know what, that thing that we're already doing, that's going to correspond to the Shachris. So they were masmich. It's not really though from the Karbanos, it's really from the Avos. The Eloi Teimachik, because if you don't say like this, he says, even according to me, I don't have anybody who's Musak and Musaf. Tfilas Musaf, the Rebbe Chanina, man Tikna. Ella Tfilas of the Siknam, Vasimchin Rabbanan and Karbanas. The Rabbanan say, you know what, that Tfilah that we've been saying all this time from the Avos, that's going to take place from the Karbanas. That's going to be the. I'm going to. That's going to be the corresponding to the Karbanas as well. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Huda, Amar Ad Arba Shoyis. Rabbi Huda says you're allowed to daven until the fourth hour of the day and not until Chatzos. And we pass in Lechatchila like Rabbi Huda that you should daven on this Zman Tefila also. And b'di'eved we let you go until Chatzos. Ibayluhu Ad va'ad bechlal, Adil ma'ad v'loy ad bechlal. When Rabbi Huda says up until the fourth hour, was he including the fourth hour? Is it ad until va'ad bechlal and including the fourth hour? Adil ma'ad until v'loy ad bechlal and not including the fourth hour. And bechlal means is included. It's not included the fourth hour. So Toshima Rabbi Huda Imr ad plaga mincha. It says that you're allowed to daven mincha. The same Rabbi Huda says he uses the word ad twice there. He also says until. So in the same sentence he said until once. First in Shachris he said until the fourth hour, and by mincha he said until plaga mincha. So probably when he uses the word until, he uses it in the same context, same fashion. So when he said ad plaga mincha. If ad plag hamincha included and during the time of plag hamincha, then that also means until the end of the day. So then, what would be the machlekas between Rabbi Huda and the Rabbanan? I am Rabbi Shlomo ad v'loy ad bechlal. If you say that ad means until but not including, hainu de'ika bein Rabbi Huda l'Rabbanan. That's the difference between Rabbi Huda and Rabbanan. The Rabbanan holds you can go until nightfall, and he holds until plag hamincha. Ella I amrit ad ve'ad bechlal. But if you say it's until, it's ad ve'ad bechlal, and that includes. And when Rabbi Huda uses the word ad, he's always including that time. School goes until June 17th. What about June 17th itself? Is that until that day, or is it ad ve'ad b'chal or not? So that's the Gemara's question. So, but if you say that Rabbi Huda means yes, it includes that day. So then Rabbi Huda hainu rabbanan. Then by plag hamincha, there's no difference because ad plag hamincha means until the duration of the time of plag hamincha. That means you're allowed to do it until the evening. So the Gemara says, fine, so you have proved to me successfully, Elamai means ad v'loy ad b'chal. When he says it means until but not including. So Dubai Shachar's up until the fourth hour means up until but not including the fourth hour. Basically the same time as Kriya Shema, up until the third hour. Amos Seifa says the Gemara v'shel Musaf and Kalayoim. It says, by Musaf, you're allowed to do it the entire day, Rabbi Huda Imr ad Sheva Shoyis, until a third until in that same Brisa, until the seventh hour, ad sheva shoyis, v'tanya, and we have a brisa, you lefan of shtei tefilos, if a person has to daven two tefilos, achas shel musaf, achas shel mincha, one of musaf, one of mincha. So how is that? Because he delayed davening musaf until the time of mincha. What should he do? Mispal shel mincha v'acharkach shel musaf. He should first say mincha and then musaf. Shezu tadir v'zu ena tadir, because when a person has two mitzvahs to do in front of him, he should always do the more tadir mitzvah. The one that happens more often, mincha happens every day, musaf happens max minimum of once a week, but about that. So therefore, you should say mincha first. Rabbi Huda Amar Mispal Shel Musaf V'Achakach Shel Mincha. Rabbi Huda says, no, daven musaf first and afterwards mincha, because shezu oiveres v'zu ein oiveres, because Musaf has a clock on it. You have only half an hour that you can ever daven Musaf and Mincha at the same time. So Musaf has a clock on it. It's better to daven Musaf first. You never know what can happen. And v'zu and Mincha is ein oiveres. It's not passing. I mean, it is technically. You have till the end of the day. But it's a long time. So now, if you tell me that when he says until, he means and including that time, so then when he says until the seventh hour, he means until the seventh hour. Mincha starts at 6:30. And when you say until the seventh, so the last half an hour of 6:30 to 7, we have a crossover of Mincha and Musaf. That's the way we can find that you are able to daven two tefillas of Mincha and Musaf. And that's why Rabbi Huda joined the conversation. Ella, but I amrit ad veloy ad b'chal. When Rabbi Huda says the word ad, he means up until, but not including that time. So then when he says up until the seventh hour, he means up until, but not including the seventh hour. That would mean when the seventh hour starts, but not including that, that would mean he really means until the sixth hour is over, which would mean chatzais. But then, two kashas. He should have just said until chatzais. But, no, he couldn't say that, because ad chatzais, that would mean until an hour before chatzais. But he could have said, he said it's until the seventh hour, which would include that time. But it's not going to be you're never going to have a time that you could daven Mincha and Musaf at the same time. Once we're allowed to daven Mincha, as the Lashal Musaf, and it's already over the time for Musaf. Elamai, says the Gemara. Ad. So you want to tell me that when Rabbi Huda uses the word ad, he is the type of person that says ad va'ad b'chlal. Elsewhere in Shas, we say it's a machlokes. Different tanoim. He holds ad va'ad b'chlal, he holds ad va'alei b'chlal. So Rabbi Huda is of the opinion that when you use the word until, you mean ad, and until that includes that time period. So in that case, Kasha Reisha. We're back to our Kasha on how did Rabbi Huda say Ad Va'ad B'chlal by Mincha Shel, by Davening Mincha Shel, Shel Plaga Mincha. If it includes that time period, that means you're allowed to daven until the evening. My Ika Ben Rabbi Huda L'Rabbanan. What is the difference between Rabbi Huda and L'Rabbanan? And the Gemara says, Mi Savas, did you think the high Plag Mincha is Plag Achroina Ka'amar? Did you think that when we say Plag Mincha, we meant up until the plag achroina, and then up until would mean including that time period of plag achroina, which would mean no difference between them and the rabbanim. No, it means plag rishaina ka'amar. He meant up until the plag of the rishaina, but that includes the plag of the rishaina. So in other words, both of the versions of the Gemara right now mean, did you think that he meant plag achroina 445? And he said ad va'ad b'chlal, and he said ad v'loy ad b'chlal, meaning up until 445. That's not what he meant. Because when he uses the word ad, it means up until and including that time period. So that would mean 445 until the end. No, says the Gemara. He meant up until and including the time period of plag rishayna. And the difference between plag rishayna and plag achrayna is what is included in his until. So he said until plag rishayna, which really gets us to 445. So on the clock, the two explanations are the same thing. They both mean 445. They both mean plaga achreina. But the wording, how Rabbi Huda got there, is what the Gemara is changing. It's semantics. He said, we originally thought he said ad plag, he said ad plaga mincha. We originally thought he meant ad plag achreina. So that would mean up until 445. But that would mean that he means up until, but not including that time period. Otherwise, you can go to the end. And says the Gemara, no. He meant that time. That's what he meant in his head. But the wording that he meant was ad plag rishayna. And this way, it includes that time period of rishayna to achrayna. Elamai, so the Gemara, misavet the high plag mincha plag achrayna kamar? No, plag rishayna kamar. V'achik kamar. This is what he says. Amos nafik plag rishayna. When the first plag exits, v'ayo plag achrayna, and the second plague enters, Mechinafki Yud Alef Shoyz Chasurviya. That's when 11 and a half hours minus a quarter, so 10:45 of the day, that's when you are allowed to daven Mincha up until, not including now that until. Amar Rav Nachman, says, Afanan Amitanina. I have a proof to this from the Mishnah as well. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Hayid Chamisha Dvarim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said over five things. This is a Mishnah in Idios. Number one, Shema Ma'anin Es Katana. So sometimes we tell a katana to perform mian. Mian is Very quickly, we'll see this in Yevamos at length. But the halacha is that a father is allowed to marry off his daughter, and it's a full kedushin d'oraisa. If a father's not around, a mother can marry off her daughter, but it's only a kedushin midrabanan. And if the woman wants, the girl wants, she's able to say, I don't want to do it. He hit me. He spritched me. He doesn't color in the lines. Whatever she wants to get out of the marriage for, she's allowed to get out of the marriage by just refusing. Sometimes we tell her, do it on purpose. Why? Because, for example, let's say her older sister has to perform yibam to this guy's brother. To this guy. That's it. Her older sister is married to this guy's brother, and then the brother dies. Now the older sister has to perform Yibam D'oraisa, but she can't, because her sister's married to this guy. So we tell this little girl, say, do me, and we'll find you somebody else to get married to, don't worry. And then the older sister can perform Yibam D'oraisa. So we teach the girl to do me. V'shemasina se'ish al pi eid echad. We marry off a woman based on the testimony of one eid. Even though generally, mi D'oraisa, you cannot accept Eidus for less than two Eidus. It's a Mefurash Pasuk, Abishtayim Eidim. Yet, we accept, and we're Mater and Erva, based on the testimony of one Eid. How that works, it's Mechalikas Rishayim, Rambam is Mechad, there's something that, there's two different types of information that have to be given over. Information of something that happened that cannot be verified, and information that has current verification. So, for example, he murdered him is something that nobody is going to know on the planet. That needs two Eidus. But a fact, to establish a fact, he says, you don't need two Eidus. It's a chiddush. And there's other people who say that it's an umdanas, that something that you're gonna, that could be proven you don't need Eidus for, because it's not going to be lied about. There's different explanations for what's the pshat to it, because it's a very big question. How do you, Rabbanan can't just go ahead and legislate against the Torah. And a chicken. The halacha is that if a shor kills a person, we know we kill the animal. What about a chicken? A chicken pecked the baby to death. We kill the chicken. Wine that is 40 days old is able to be put on the mizbeach. In other words, you have to put wine on the mizbeach with most karbanis. What's considered wine? Even if it's fermented for just 40 days, it is okay. You buy a bottle in the store, has a big 40 on it. You're like, wow, this is 40. I'm saying this must be expensive. And it turns out it's only 40 days old. Al tamid shel shachar, and a carbon tamid shel shachar shekarav ba'arba shoyis, that it's brought up until, that it's brought at the fourth hour. So we hear he doesn't use the word ad, he says fourth hour. So we see that true, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is you bring a carbon up until the fourth hour, up and up, and does include that time as well. Shema mina ad ve'ad bechlal. Shema mina, when Rabbi Yehuda in our brisa said ad, he meant ad ve'ad bechlal, including those times. Shema mina amar of kahana hilchasak Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha follows like Rabbi Yehuda, that the chatchila you should daven up until the fourth hour. Hoyo v'tanan bebechirta kavase, since it was taught bebechirta. Bechirta is a way sometimes the Maseches Idius is referred to, as it is the chosen Mishnayos, because the halacha usually follows those Mishnayos and Idius, and therefore, since we have a Mishnah like that, that's the halacha. Ba'al Tamid Shel Shachar Shekarav Ba'arba Shoyis, on the Tamid Shel Shachar that's brought in the fourth hour of the day, Man Tana Lahad Tanan, who is the Tana of the following Mishnah? It states, V'cham HaShemesh V'nomes, it's a Mefurash Pasuk that talks about the collecting of the mun. It says, and in the fourth, it says, V'cham HaShemesh, the sun got hot, V'nomes, and all of the leftover mun that was not collected would melt. Says the Gemara, what time of the day did that take place in? Ba'arba Shoyis. It took place at the fourth hour of the day. The Brisa says, "Ata Omer ba'arba shoyis." You said it took place at the fourth hour of the day. Maybe it means b'sholosh shoyis. So in ele b'sholosh shoyis. K'shehu Omer k'chaim hayoyim. I say shoyis. Okay, good. I was like sholosh shoyis. I don't know how the Gemara is going to answer this one. K'shehu shoyis. Maybe it meant k'shehu shoyis. K'shehu Omer k'chaim hayoyim. When it says k'chaim hayoyim, but since there's another pasuk elsewhere that refers to the day as kechayim hayom, during the heat of the day, so harei sheishoyis amar. We see the way the Torah refers to the time of day called chatzais with regards to temperature. It refers to it as an expression of kechayim hayom, when the day gets hot. So if you thought that the mun only melted at midday, then it would not have used an expression of v'cham hashemesh, the sun got hot, which is mashma that the sunny areas were hot, but the shady areas were still cold. That's what that's mashma. Since if you thought that it got that the mun only melted at that time, it would have used an expression of kichoim hayoim, which is the whole day got hot. And we see elsewhere when the Torah wanted to refer to the time of midday, it said kichoim hayoim. So our Gemara, which says our pasuk, which says v'cham hashemesh, must be referring to only the fourth hour of the day. Hamani mikayim v'cham hashemesh v'nomes, ba'arbashos, that must be the fourth hour of the day. So now, period. That's a brisa that's talking about the Agada story of what happened during the collecting of the mun. It says v'cham hashemesh, and the Gemara says that means the fourth hour of the day, because Chaim Hayoy means the sixth hour of the day. Okay, why is this relevant to us? The problem is because that pasuk says the Yilkatu Oisai Baboiker Baboiker. They collected it in the morning, up until the morning was over. And the Braisa says, when is the morning over? When it got hot, at the fourth hour of the day. So money. Who is this Braisa? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbanan. It's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's not the Rabbanan. Because Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Abra Shois Namit Safrahu. He says the fourth hour of the day, the pasuk says that the fourth hour of the day, it melted. It's mashma that the fourth hour of the day itself is no longer morning. Because at that point, it was already melted. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have, including the fourth hour, is still morning. You're allowed to daven, you're allowed to bring your tamid shel shachar, even in the fourth hour of the day. Let's just give time to it. 6 to 7 is the first hour, 7 to 8 is the second hour, 8 to 9 is the third hour, 9 to 10. It's mashma that the sun heated up and melted the mun at the hours of 9 to 10. So already by 9 o'clock, it was already soggy and not good. But according to, and that means, and it says they collected it in the morning. So it means that only the first 3 hours of the day are morning. The fourth hour of the day is not the morning. But Rabbi Yehuda says you could daven shacharis up until the fourth hour of the day. We just established that it means up until the end of the up until 10 o'clock. Up until 10 o'clock, you're allowed to daven, including the fourth hour. So who is the other? And if there are abundance, for sure, Shver, you're able to bring the Talmud Shel Shachar up until Chatzais. Yirabanan ad Chatzais, Namit Safrahu. The Gemara says, no, the Pasuk works according to both of them. I can explain it to you like the Rehuda and the Rabbanan, because the Pasuk reads one more time. It says Baboiker twice. It means the early part of the morning. In other words, the morning stretches up until Chatzos. Since it says Baboiker, Baboiker, it means split up the morning into two halves, and the earlier part of the morning, that's when you were allowed to collect the mun. So Baiker really stretches till Chatzos. Baboiker stretches up until the ninth hour of the day. I'll give you a similar answer for Rabbi Yehuda. Hi, Baiker Yaseira tells you to be an hour before the end of the morning. Everybody agrees. Now the Gemara just explains what I explained before. Everybody agrees, though. Everybody agrees that the pasuk of v'cham hashemesh and it melts is up until the fourth hour of the day. My mashma, where do you see that? Amar b'yachav bar Yaakov, Amar kol, the pasuk is v'cham hashemesh v'nomes, the v'cham hashemesh and it should melt. Ezu yishah, this is an empirical explanation of the pasuk, because they went outside and they say, Ezu yishah, shahashemesh cham v'atzel tzinin, at what point, part of the day is the areas in the sun, is it hot, but in the shade it's still cool, havi amar ba'ar b'shah, it's at the fourth hour of the day. This is hard for us to grasp at this time of the year, you know, hot outside, but just nice imaginations for going outside and feeling at 9 o'clock in the morning the warm sun. And so that's what happens. The fourth hour of the day, you feel warm in the sun, and you shade is still cool. Let's bring back. Tfilas ha-mincha ad ha-erev. That's a bit of torture for this. What do now? Amr le-erev chistel or yitzok. Hasam amr of kahana halacha k'rabi Yehuda, ha'il v'tanan b'becher tekevasei. Earlier, the Gemara just said that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda with regards to davening shacharis up until the fourth hour of the day, because there's a Mishnah like him in Maseches Idyos. Hachamai, what about Mincha? Do we also pass like Rabbi Yehuda by Mincha, that you have to daven Mincha by Plaga Mincha? Ishtik, he was quiet, v'loy amr le'vloy midi, he did not respond. Amr le'y Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda says, Nichsi Anan, let's see. Nichsi Anan, let us see. Midarav, from the fact that Rav, Matzli Shel Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, he used to make early Shabbos. Miboid yoim. He used to daven Shel Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos, Miboid yoim, while it was still day. Shma mina halachik Rabbi Yehuda. We can see from here that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, Hadrav. I'll prove it to you. You want to prove me a Maisa from Maisa Rav? I'll prove it to you from the other Malchim, from the other people, Midrav Huna v'Rabbanan. Lo yavim atli ad orta. They specifically did not join the early minyan. They daven later. Shema mina ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. We feast in that the halacha does not follow the Rabbi Yehuda. Otherwise, why wouldn't they daven early? Now, you could have said they didn't daven early because they had to do their laundry because they didn't get ready. But apparently the Gemara knew that they were already in shul anyways. And they already finished all the Shabbos preparations. Their wives were obviously, you know, part of the first Neshe. And nevertheless, they stayed in shul and davened in the second. They davened in the second minyan. So hashtag says the Gemara delay itmar hilchas. So therefore, empirical evidence and seeing from stories is out. And the Gemara comments hashtag delay itmar hilchas kamar v'lekamar. Now that we have not stated whether the halacha is like the first, is like the Rabbanan or Rabbi Yehuda, the Ovid kamar of it, the Ovid kamar of it. Whether you do like Rabbi Yehuda, it's okay. Whether you do like the Rabbanan, it's okay. And that's indeed how we paskin. That's why some days of the week you could go ahead and daven. I'm saying on. That's why we generally daven ma'ariv after Shkia, and you'd be hard pressed to find the minyan before Shkia. Even though I think they daven in Park Plaza every day before Shkia, but it's totally fine. Especially if they have a minyan every day, that's even better than what we do, which is one day this, one day that. But they have a minyan every day before Shkia. They daven by plaga mincha, I think. They daven mincha and then ma'ariv. So every day. And then, but we go ahead, we daven every day, we daven ma'ariv after Shkia. And then on sometime during the summer, a lot of people make early Shabbos. And it's totally fine. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't even have to say Shema again. We say Shema again because it's the horizon. It's not such a big deal, so you say Shema again. Rav, ikla lebe geniva. Second time in the Masechta already, he visited Gneva's house. Vitzali shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, and he davened Shabbos on erev Shabbos. He davened ma'ariv. He made early Shabbos. V'avimatzli Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba la'achoyrei de Rav, and Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba was also davening there. He was davening behind Rav. V'sayim Rav. Rav finished davening. V'loy paski letzlusa de Rabbi Yirmiyah, and he did not want to step three steps back to interrupt and to cross the path of Rabbi Yirmiyah's tefillah. Shmamina, we can see from the story to last three things. Shmamina, number one, we can prove from the story that Mispal Adam Shal Shabbos for Erev Shabbos, a person is allowed to make early Shabbos. Without a doubt, Shabbos Tilos on Erev Shabbos. Vishmamina Mispal Talmud Achayu Rabbi, we see that a Talmud is permissible for a student to daven behind his Rebbe, and we're about to qualify that. Vishmamina, and a third thing we see from here is that Asur La'avor Kineket HaMispalim, that Rav did not take a step back, and therefore he he didn't take a step back, and he didn't want to stop somebody else's tefillas. I don't, if I remember the details of the story, it's a much more geschmacka story, but there was a political situation where one Rav wanted to go and join a certain minion, and other people were very against him joining the minion. But he said he doesn't care, he's going to join the minion. So he went to Davin Mincha. So another Rav went to Davin Mincha, and he went right behind him, and he started Shemoneh Esrei. He davened an hour and a half Shemoneh Esrei. And I don't remember the details of the story of which meeting it was supposed to be. It was a highly political meeting. So, and he caused him. It's in one of the art school books on the biography books. The Gemara says, "Shmamina asur la'avor k'neged hamispalim." Misayele le Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. This is a proof to Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Dam Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi asur la'avor k'neged hamispalim. It is prohibited to walk in front of somebody davening Shemoneh Esrei. Eini says the Gemara of Havri Ami v'Rabbi Asi Chalfi. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi used to walk in front of each other. I'm not sure why specifically. Yeah, well, we know them. Maybe they had a yeshiva. I know in Bnei Brak there's two streets that cross each other, Rav Ami and Rav Asi. But Rav Ami and Rav Asi, the Gemara says, "Chutz la'arba amas hu dechalfi." Rav Ami and Rav Asi, when they used to walk in front of each other, it was outside of the dalet amas. In other words, you're allowed to walk in front of somebody so long as you're more than four amas away. Hu dechalfi. That's where they passed each other. Rabbi Yirmiyah says the Gemara, "Rabbi Yirmiyah, hechi avid hachi. How is it permissible to daven behind your Rebbe?" V'ham Rabbi Yehuda amar Rav lo'olam al yispal adam loy k'neged Rabbi, not in front of the Rebbe. Or probably it means, you know, right next to the Rebbe. V'loy achoyre Rabbi, and not behind the Rebbe. Because it looks a bit gaivadik. Not sure exactly where you should daven. Probably not in the general vicinity of the Rebbe. V'tanya Rabbi Eleazar, Omer, ha'mispal achoyre Rabbi, somebody who davens behind his Rebbe. V'hanois in shalom Rabbi, somebody says hi to his Rebbe. not giving the proper respect, like Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, but rather, hi, Shalom. Or Bahamach says Shalom Rabbi, somebody who responds to his Rebbe just with a, the Rebbe's like, oh, good morning. He gives back a good morning without a good morning Rebbe. Vahacholik al yeshiva say Shal Rabbi, and somebody who argues on the position of his Rebbe in a disrespectful manner. And somebody says, Davar Shaloi Shamam Pi Rabbi, somebody who says over something from his, Davar Shaloi Shamam Pi Rabbi, and somebody who says over something that he did not hear from his Rebbe. Goyrim, he causes the Shechina Shetistalik from Yisrael, causes the Shechina to leave Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara says, Shani Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah was different. Shani Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi, sorry. The Talmud Chaver Havei, because he was a student of Rabbi, true, but he was a Talmud Chaver, a very great student. So therefore, he was allowed to daven right behind his... He was a student, it's true, but it was a high-level student. Behind it, the Kamalei Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba l'Rav, and that's why we have a record of the conversation between Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba and Rav, where he said, were you Mekabel Shabbos yet? He said, Mi Badalta, did you separate? Meaning, were you Mekabel Shabbos yet? Amalei, and yes, Bedilna. Now, V'loy Amar, he didn't say, Mi Bedil Mar. Did Rebbe do it? So we see that, even when talking, we see that Hitaka was a Talmud Chaver, otherwise he would not have spoken with such terminology. All right, we'll stop over here. Have a great one.